National sorghum producers is a grower from Oklahoma, sorghum and wheat and sunflowers. He also has a fertilizer business. He is a graduate of Oklahoma State University with a double major in animal science and chemistry, which means he's way, way smarter than our current panel members. See, they were messing with the mic. They never heard that, so I'm good. I'm good. In addition to his work in the sorghum industry, he's also been involved in his community. He was on his local FSA and FHA committee, involved in his school board in his hometown of Keyes, Oklahoma. Please, a nice round of applause for the chairman of the National Sorghum Producers, J.B. Stewart. Hey, J.B.
Thank you.
We were talking earlier, and I have a kin to you because I was raised just close to the Oklahoma line. And when you live down there in Oklahoma, Kansas, southern Kansas, Texas, that area, you know, brand, everybody has a brand. We had a hog and cattle operation. And so I want to talk to you about branding a little bit, but not the branding that we did, that I did. We had a brand on our cattle operation. It was kind of a long brand. It was a double M / Lazy R crossbell. Square moon star.
You actually had cattle that big?
Most of them didn't survive the branding, no. Most of them had a couple of hardy souls that made it, but most of them we ate at the time. But that's not the branding I'm talking about. I know there's been a big push. And by the way, this is not just agriculture and not just sorghum. Every part of the economy now, branding is such a key part of their survival. And I know that the sorghum producers have a big brand effort going, Sorghum the Smart Choice. Tell us about that. How did that come about? Where are we going with
it? Yes, we do have that, Mark, and we're excited about it. And we have coined it as Sorghum the Smart Choice. And that goes for, you know, if you're planting, it's a smart choice. If you're an exporter, it's a smart choice. If you're a consumer or an end user, sorghum can be a smart choice because of all the attributes that it contributes to the system.
Very good. And your membership and your growth, how are we doing there?
Well, our memberships, you know, we're a much smaller organization than the ones that we're here with, but our membership's staying static, and we're excited because there's some really really neat things happening in sorghum, and our acres went up 2 million acres last year, and we're sure looking forward to more growth. Because,
and that's the bottom line.
Oh, sure it is. And as we get acres, we'll get more members. And,
there you go. I also like to ask you about, because it's been in the news, China that purchased a lot of sorghum. It's not the only thing they're purchasing, but where do we stand with that, and how does that impact the sorghum industry?
Oh, that's been a giant thing. Nothing bigger has happened in sorghum that I can ever remember. They have actually bought over a third of our crop. And normally a third of our crop is all that we export.
Right.
So we're going to have someone come up short, you know, because normally a third of our crop goes into ethanol feedstocks, third export, and a third livestock feed. Small amount in food grade sorghum. And that's a rapidly expanding area, too, that we're excited about. So, you know, we're in a position, unique position, that, you know, we could probably produce another 300 million bushels of sorghum, and it might actually help our market because we would have that critical mass.
You bet.
That might actually make it more valuable.
Nice problem to have.
I think so.
Yep. Secretary of Agriculture talked about the Farm Bill. We're going to talk about the implementation of it here in just a little bit. But were there some wins for the sorghum producer in the Farm Bill?
Oh, yes, definitely. There was wins in the Farm Bill. And we, first of all, I want to thank it was a long, arduous process, and we thank our leadership, the four principals and the ag committees in both sections of Congress. We got a good, responsible, next-generation farm policy, safety net, and I think it'll serve as a basis for years to come. But, yeah, there was some real wins for sorghum. We got an excellent reference price of $3.95.
Nice.
We're a water-conserving crop, and we got some kind of special treatment in some areas of the conservation title that incentivize raising of sorghum for the water saving qualities. So we're real excited about where we're headed.
JB, we appreciate your support. Round of applause for the chairman of the National Sorghum Producers. JB, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our final panel.